1-3-3-5-3. Now, I've been wanting to talk to Graham Wynn, our employment expert, this week. And he's been very, very busy. But there's a couple of topics that I thought would interest you folks. And he's on the phone right now. G'day, Graham.
Good morning, Luke. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Graham Wynn from Superior People Recruitment. God, where do we start? Where do we start, Graham? Ida Buttrose this week.
Yes.
She came out. She's the new boss of the ABC.
Correct.
And she has come out wanting quotas for ABC staff. Now, I know that government departments can have quotas, but when private enterprise suggests this sort of thing, it's discrimination. But the ABC is a government department. So in other words, when you talk about quotas, you're saying, okay, we want to, by the year 2021, to have 50-50 male versus female employment here at the ABC. What exactly has she come out and said this week?
So what she's basically saying is that, yes, 50-50 male employment, but she also wants a percentage of those people who are less represented. So she wants certain races in there. She wants people who are disabled, a percentage of those people. So she's growing it that far, basically, saying that anybody who is disabled or coloured or a certain race, she wants those to also be in the quota for the ABC, not just male, female.
Yeah. Is it discrimination? I mean, in the real world, if you are denied a job or a job opportunity simply because of the sex you are, that's discrimination, isn't it?
I see it as reverse discrimination, definitely. So if I went for a job as a middle-aged white man and had slightly better skills than somebody who was coloured, they would get the job before me because they fit the quota.
If there's a
quota,
it
has to be discrimination. And in the real world of the workforce, generally in the private sector, employers will never want to work to quotas. They just don't want to do that. All they want to do is employ the best person for that job, whether male, female, white, black, they don't care. They just want the best person. And the worry is that if the ABC go ahead with this, and the government's already do it in their own departments, are they going to force it on the private sector? Because that will just cause so many problems, because employers will fight this one tooth and nail, because they don't want it.
I'm all for equal opportunity, but I think I'm also for the best person for the job should get the job, surely, no matter what they are.
Well, in my position, if I'm interviewing candidates now, that'll mean in the future I don't just have to look for the best person. I have to find out what the employer's quotas are, what they're looking for. So in a way, it is discrimination, because it means that potentially I can only find a female over 40 who's disabled, because that fits their quota. It just can't work. Just cannot work.
Yeah, quotas. I'll put Graham's thoughts on our Facebook page and you can have a look at what he has to say, and please leave a comment. Quotas, do they work or is it discrimination? Is it ridiculous? Is it political correctness gone mad? 1-3-3-5-3 is the telephone number. You made an interesting suggestion that got people talking about these protesters.
Mm.
People protesting about climate change. I am all for people being able to protest, but I don't believe they should be able to break the law, but they've certainly created and attracted a lot of attention because exactly that. And I don't know whether they've done their cause much good. I think they've annoyed more people than they've impressed, but that's only my opinion.
I agree with that.
But you were, and they're saying in Queensland, they're rushing through these laws today, that if you protest and you break the law, you could get 2 years jail. I don't think that's ever going to happen. I can't see a magistrate sending somebody to jail for 2 years for protesting, but at least the threat's there. But you had some interesting things to say about this.
So my theory is this. If you do a Sydney Marathon or a Melbourne Marathon or a charity walk, you have to register online with your full name, date of birth, time of driving license number, proof of ID, and in the mail you got like a little wristband that you wear, and that tends you to say, okay, yes, you can do this walk. If protesting is legal, why don't we make these people register? Same principle, they go online, they register their details, they get a little wristband, and when they do the protest march, they're involved in a legal protest. However, that information can be shared with Centrelink, for instance. So if you are taking a day off to protest, your dole payment is cancelled for that day.
Are you listening to this, folks? If you are on the dole, if you're on Newstart and you are not looking for a job because you're protesting, should you be docked? Should the payment be taken away? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly right. Yes.
What do you make of this?
you're not looking for work. When you're on the dole or any central allowance, you're meant to be actively looking for work. If you're spending a day protesting, you're not doing so. So can we track this so that you lose your dole payments for those days?
Well, what do you make of that, folks? 133353. He's put the cat amongst the pigeons this morning, as Graham Wynn. Now, and by the way, the hearings into Queensland's controversial new laws to crack down on protesters will begin today. It's being fast-tracked following months of disruptive protests across Brisbane. The new laws aim to put a stop to the use of so-called dangerous devices by demonstrators who lock themselves into disruptive positions in busy locations. So there you are. There you are. All right. Now, doggy incentives to lure job seekers. I don't mind this story. Businesses are pushing their canine credentials to fetch the best employees. Employment ads are promoting pet-friendly offices. Have you heard of this?
I have heard of this, yes. A lot of people have pets these days, love their pets, and there's more and more. It started a few years ago when they had Bring Your Pet to Work Day. Yep. A lot of companies started doing that, and it was so popular. Companies are doing it more often during the year. So what they've now realised is that people love to be able to bring their pets to work. So if they have a pet-friendly workplace, they're advertising now as part of the job. We are pet friendly. And they're also going to be extremists saying, and two doors down is a great dog salon, or is this for your pets? So they're actually advertising the benefits of having your pets in this workplace because of the local things around the area as well, as an incentive to get people to work for those companies. I certainly couldn't take my dog into an open office because she's not very sociable, my dog, but I can see how it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do, yeah. And companies are now looking for any extra bit they can add to try and get the right candidates, because employers are struggling to find candidates these days. So here's another thing, pet-friendly workplace. They're trying anything at all they can to get good employees now.
Tell me, is your workplace pet-friendly? Are you encouraged to bring your pet to work? When I worked at another network, one of my co-presenters had a dog, and she used to bring it in on weekends, and it dropped a big number two in the studio one day. I'm not kidding. It was a good thing. The dog was happy. She was happy. It made perfect sense. But what about this? Businesses pushing that they're dog-friendly or pet-friendly, trying to attract the best employees. I think it's a good idea.
I spoke to somebody about it, and what they were saying was that, well, you have to take the dog out to do its business, so how many times a day are you going to do that? And they said, well, just compare it to people take smoke breaks.
Smoke breaks, yep.
Instead, I don't smoke, I take my dog for a walk.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not?
All right. Dog incentives used to lure job seekers. And I'd like to know, do you work at a place that encourages to bring your pet to work? It's good for the pet and it's good for you. 133353 is the telephone number. All righty, Graham Wynn. If people want to contact you over the weekend?
Straight to the website, superiorpeople.com.au.
Talk again soon, mate.
Thanks, Luke.
Bye-bye.